was telling you about the event later tonight. He said he'd help you out, do some stuff, get some stuff. He's pretty interested because you're traveling with Ever. And it's interesting that you already have accounts, even though you might not know about it.
Yeah. No idea.
You have no idea what his accounts are. And he's told you that his accounts hold chops and that Morden has a large amount of chops.
Actually, he never called it by name.
Oh, he never called it by name.
Yeah. Never called
it by name. Case, he speaks up now.
Okay.
Yeah. These are chops. These are chops.
Like chopping board chops or?
Wow.
Like, but
this. That is a very good question.
Why do you not know?
So, chops are what you use to pay me.
Okay.
The arbitrator of the casino. And I, in turn, receive an item to give to you.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you have no idea what chops are.
So, I think that. Puppies to penalty. I think this will be a very interesting set of circumstances. And, yeah. Alright, let's get out. I gotta get ready for the thing.
Alright.
That was odd. And,
here. Yo, take care of this thing for me.
Yeah. So give me the scroll, and I'll do it.
The process is interrupted by a buzzing sound. It's not Quirrell.
Sorry. It's me, guys.
What is it?
Here, take this.
No.
The timepiece seems to have a notification on it.
I'm getting signal, guys. Received.
Oh my god!
Celestial timepiece. I showed you this before. I'm getting signal. What does it say?
It says, hello, everybody. The message says, hello, everybody. According to my research, this message may not arrive for quite a long time to you. So I am sending a decision tree in order to help you make decisions, since we are not able to communicate directly.
Okay, I'm going to tell the party this.
To use a decision tree.
Is it a recording? Or is it like a text file?
It's a text file.
Okay, so I'll read this out loud.
To use a decision tree, the timepiece also has a text
okay.
Speech.
Okay.
To use the decision tree, simply ask it a question, inform it, give it information, and it will advise on the present situation.
So it's like, this is like Hand of Fate, but from DA.
Nice. So what do you want?
Please be aware that the decision tree at any point in time contains only the information I may be aware of and some additional information that you may have provided.
Well, I guess I have to upload the database of what we know so far. Don't worry, I'll take care of your crossbow
yeah.
for us.
All right. First.
But do you guys want to try it out right now?
Why not?
Yes.
Kuro, do you have any questions?
Yes.
You're not cool around
the stranger.
The stranger has any questions?
No.
okay, you. Please don't juggle that. You juggle that.
No, they're going to monkey.
Okay. Kuro says motions for Q to go first with questions.
We found. Okay, so I'm gonna upload data.
Yeah. So
knowing
press,
that we
press the. Hold down the button.
Okay, we found
what
Tim.
Is it, Q Latari? How may I help you?
We know where Tim is, but we cannot find Wanda, and it seems that Tim is does not recall his memories. Would Wanda probably be in the same location, or did Tim have a relic beforehand?
What a question that is.
Beam. Do I have permission to use your current location in this answer?
Privacy settings.
Say yes or always. You may disable the privacy
always.
Settings.
Always.
Thank you. Retrieving your answer.
I really need to upgrade this.
Please wait one time.
According to my research,
oh, great.
This seems to be a safe location for Tim to remain. Since he is without his memories, and there is no known place for him to meet up with the rest of the party, ensure he is in a safe location and continue locating the remaining members.
Okay. I guess that's true. What about the location of Wanda?
You will have to obtain more information.
What about the...
Ask its name. The decision tree's name.
What is your name, decision tree?
My name is DT.
Really?
That was my question.
What is House Evergreen up to now?
Based on the current information, House Evergreen should still be in the cathedral.
Aw, snap.
Has Gunther Gundaharf,
Gunther Gundahar, information.
No. Undo.
It's projecting an image that everyone can see. It's hologram.
I don't see anything.
Gunther Gundahar, age unknown. Gender, male. Danger level, and it has six, like...
Oh, man.
Six.
Six, like, swords, and you don't know what that means. There's some axes mixed in. Counselor to House Evergreen.
Did Eros tell Keo of the Supreme Grand Field Marshal?
He probably told everyone, but no one believed him.
Except the stranger.
Except the stranger?
Every single time.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Has there been any notice of psionic energy around, House Evergreen or Eros within the past 7 months?
Psionic energies do not surpass previously detected levels.
Where are the other companion? Are there any known whereabouts of the other Arvander gods within this world of charity?
This is not contained in the research that I have provided. However, you may provide any information that may help in the calculations.
Okay, I have to take time to do that. Can I do that now?
Yeah, so Q can just go like, okay, so this is what blah, 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 this is what I do.
I'm going to give all the information I can.
Okay.
Okay. Repeat previous question.
Bing. Can I calculate at present time?
We need probably more info, or probably more research for that.
will relay back to home database.
Is there any sort of fix for the direct connection between us and DA, or any fix to this sort of delay?
Delay seems to be due to two factors. One is distance. Other is interference of some sort. Presently unknown source.
I'm out of questions for right now.
What is my name?
What is the stranger's name?
Your name is the stranger.
Yes!
Yes.
Where is the hidden cube?
Isn't that your job?
Yes!
I'm going to give the information about the casino.
Good job, stranger. Okay.
Has there been any sort of indication or history about the casino or similar knowledge about it?
Previously unknown location.
Why is Eros so amazing?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand your question.
Why is Eros so amazing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It didn't make any sense.
Is Eros dumb or stupid?
Yes.
Got me.
Which is a better definition?
Beam. It gives you an answer in primordial.
Is it the definition of the word better?
Hmm?
Is it the definition of the word better?
No.
It's fine, I'll take it.
I'm out of questions. Kuro?
So as Kuro's about to ask his question, the thing says, bing, recalculating.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We lost signal again.
New information indicates...
Oh.
Best course of action.
Okay, let's take a look at this.
All right, so it provides three suggested actions. Right, based on the current. So you have three. It's trying to assist with the location of Labusa Magica primarily, not with House Evergreen stuff. Right.
That's probably DS priority anyway.
Yeah. Of course.
So the first thing that it advises is that you watch a related video. Right, and it shows a related video over here that Q actually recorded shortly before their departure from the cathedral.
The what?
That your memory's hazy. So seeing it reminds you.
Oh yeah, I remember this video. Yeah, yeah.
The second thing is to. The second thing is that you should place your priority on finding. On moving to new locations, right? And then the third thing is that you should seek out as many experts in the manufacture of local items as possible.
We need a map.
Good thing I have that.
Is there...
Where should we get one?
Well, let me see if I can get one in the Celestial Time Piece.
That works.
Is there information about the surrounding area that DA can provide?
The timepiece is compiling data on the surrounding area.
Okay. So it kind of seems that as we go around, we're getting that information.
Yeah.
But...
The function of the celestial timepiece is if you are at night, it can track the movement of stars and attempt to match the current layout of stars to a known star map.
So we're probably getting a local map will probably be more useful.
You might want to look for an astronomer as well.
Oh.
Who will explain to you things you don't know.
Because, ever? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because I think astronomy is it's not something that anyone from Q's world is very strong. Yeah.
Ever? Is there a map maker around here? Like a cartographer?
You haven't moved very far. You're just doing the Hubble thing again.
Is, do you think you can bring us there tomorrow? Or even... Do we have time now?
What time is it now?
In
terms of time?
According to the celestial timepiece. Approximately
3 hours.
Before Gortok has to...
Before the Gortok's event.
Okay. I think we have time now. Why don't we go ahead and do that?
We could do that.
Yeah, it's like 6, 7 p.m.
You
want
to go to a cartographer?
Yeah, let's go acquire a map.
Shouldn't there be a cartographer stand somewhere in the festival grounds? Yeah. Happy Mappies or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Happy Mappies.
I'm not sure where they set up, but I'm sure we can find them if we walk around.
Let's go look around. So I would like to...
Split up.
Let's not split up.
Hold on, folks, come here.
Gortog, yeah?
Yep, come here.
What?
All right. Here is the situation. I have received word, that something's going wrong at the establishment, if you will. Yeah, I would greatly appreciate it if you help me out with that in a little bit, but I have to make arrangements, and I have something to give to you, actually, in fact. Since you are so fine and handsome, I was wondering if you would like to pose for a few of our action figures. And not to alarm you, but thousands of women may see this action figure. So, we kind of want to make sure that you are looking your best.
I can do that.
Alright, I see you have a weapon there.
Yeah.
Would you mind holding it out?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Alright, yeah, just like that. Alright. Just hold a dramatic pose.
Okay, Gortog walks around you a little bit, and it doesn't smell too bad. You can hold your breath long enough. And he looks over.
Eros, it's not dramatic, it looks suspicious.
He looks around.
He still looks suspicious, Eros.
Why is Kuro here? This sucks.
Alright.
Shut up, Kuro.
Alright.
More flair.
yes, if you could, like, pretend you're, like, firing or something. Yes, just like that. Yes.
Gortog looks, like, he crouches kind of close to your thighs and stares at your crossbow. Jot something down. Stares at the crossbow some more and jots something down.
Does he have to take a picture?
And then he walks around, and then he sees Ever appearing, and, like that, then.
That's...
Yeah. All right. Now, pump action. What would you use? That's not much of a pump. Hip drive, then.
This is actually very realistic. This is how Eros does look in battle.
Yes.
Do you not think so?
I could imagine.
He's looking very closely at the crossbow again. He's walking around you.
All right, I've taken my notes, then.
Please don't point that at me.
He's smiling broadly.
Now, I happen to maybe eavesdrop a bit, if you will. Did you need a map?
Please.
All right, well, I'll sell them, of course. Casino has them.
Oh, that sucks.
It's the casino.
Let me guess. There's one for 5 chops, and there's one for 1,000,000 chops.
That's rather incorrect. How dare you presume? There's one for 2 chops.
And then the other one?
7,000,000. Times 5.
35 million chops?
I mean, if that's how your math works.
Can you get into, like, Moradin's chop account?
I'm not going to break into Moradin's chop account.
Well, I mean, could you ask permission?
Well, if I could contact Moradin.
Don't you have his, like...
Can't I contact him through your globe thing?
No, don't do it.
No, please don't touch that.
Can you just go find the man?
Is Gortog still there?
Gortog is kind of just sitting there.
I think you're right, Ever.
We must consult as usual.
Why do we keep doing this?
Gortog's in the circle.
Why do we keep doing... What are you doing here?
Is it a deal?
No.
It'll save you some time.
That's true.
Two?
Two chops.
I mean, it's nothing, isn't it? Granted, how many chops are going to flow in from that account of yours just for posing for your action figure?
I think you're right, Ever, but at the same time, we could... I mean, we do have time to spare.
Why not just get both?
Wait, shouldn't we watch the video soon?
You're right. We don't have time to
consult an expert.
Do you think you can go look for the
maps?
Item
acquisitions.
Okay. Eros, why don't you go with him?
The stranger doesn't want to split.
My leg hurts, man.
The stranger wants to everyone to watch the video.
Before we go, let's watch this video.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and we need an expert here on who we need to maybe if we could have another expert.
What type of expert?
As the DT said.
Yes. Astronomer.
Not an astronomer, but someone an expert on items. We'll need to find them.
An itemologist.
So before we watch the expert, let's ask the Hand of Fate to show us.
Okay, how long is your ritual going to take?
It's ready.
Oh.
He has the round pie.
You've been doing that the whole time.
Bring, bring, bring. Okay. So you're going to have to DM this.
Okay.
The Hand of Fate is here. And Kuro asks, Hand of Fate, show us where we may find the expert that we must consult in order to lead us to the secret of relics that may aid us on our mission.
No. What are you doing?
I'm suspicious. Doing?
Yeah, okay.
You are always looking suspicious.
Where yes. is, also, where's Chatterton, Hand of Fate?
No.
The Hand of Fate just kind of floats a bit and points to the river.
He's dead.
He's sleeping.
No.
I'm taking over this town.
Ever?
Good luck.
Ever? Do you know anything about the relics? Mystical items?
Well, that's a very broad term.
Okay, so all of us have items. I'm going to briefly explain to her what's been going on.
Him.
Briefly explain what's going on. And I said, it seems that the Hand of Fate says that you know information about these things.
So the gist of it, I think the gist of it is that they each have, they're carrying items so that they don't forget.
Yeah.
Right? So Tim, well, I guess Cora will add in, Tim is somebody who's forgotten stuff, but it's because he doesn't have a special item that helps him remember.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could find a special item and give it to Tim, he would remember things.
Let's see. Ever digs around in his pockets.
Roll 1d20.
Maybe you do not know at this point in time, but I trust that the Hand of Fate has found us our expert.
There are a lot of
Well, why don't we all watch this video? Let's watch this video.
Young Ever, would you be willing to act as our consultant?
Consult what? About what?
On matters concerning important
tense.
Items.
Consult tense.
Tense?
Yes.
I know about.
Okay. So, as our first request, we'd ask you to watch
thank
this.
You, Sandra.
Watch this recording with us.
Okay, we're gonna watch.
Q, roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
So I'm gonna start playing the video.
Okay, the video appears in the air, right? And so there's a fox waving. Hi, everyone. Are you getting this?
Yeah, it's on.
Hey,
it's
everyone.
On.
Okay,
it looks like
so
a normal fox. But he's dressed a little
waving.
Funny.
Hello. Okay, so we're making this video recording because there's a chance that when you leave this area, you may experience some temporary memory loss. Not like air moss memory loss, but, you know, somewhere in between. You know, just kind of minor. So I'm hoping that you won't forget to watch this video right after you leave the area.
Q looks guilty.
Okay, so I know your main task right now as contractors of House Evergreen is to find the hidden cube, but that may be a pretty large thing to go by, and you don't have your own enormous research staff, so you may have to snoop around and just dig stuff up to lead us in that direction. We're not asking you to find the hidden cube, immediately right now for us immediately. You know what I'm saying? Okay, but there is something that you can do as an ongoing process, all right? So we don't want to set, unrealistic goals out there that you can never achieve and you end up walking around in circles. So if you find yourself, without any clues as to the hidden cube, there is another pressing matter, of course. And this other pressing matter is we need to find more information about relics. See, we've analyzed the relics over the past couple of months, and we really haven't found out any new information about these particular items. But we can't identify what makes them very special. But they are special.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all of you are special.
Yes.
That's something, that's something, I hope your mother said to you all the time. You're all special. Especially you, Air Moss. You're very special. Anyway, man, I'm pretty awkward on this video thing since I'm just talking to myself. Anyway, the main thing is we need more information about these relics. Mm-hmm. And so if you happen, in this whole tower place here, I doubt that you're going to run into any people. But if you run into any people, you probably want to consult with them about, magical items or items that are native to this environment and so on. Okay? So that's your next step. And I hope that is, a little bit more actionable than searching for some vague hidden cube. But I have a feeling, and Gunther also has a feeling, that they will eventually lead in that direction. Because at the very least, if you find information about relics, and you can come back, and we're able to reproduce relics, then all of us will be able to go and help out too. It won't just be you guys, And so we will count that as, your mission accomplished, right? I bet Air Moss is shaking his head right now, but remember, you've been paid in advance, and there's a larger payment on the way if you complete your mission. So if in any case you run into any kind of wise person, sage, anyone of that type, okay, who might have a specialization about items or, lore of items, then, by all means, ask them everything they know, and if you can find a consultant to help you on, I know Q is pretty good at evaluating and appraising special items.
I'm okay.
But everything we've found here so far is pretty different.
Yeah.
So if you can locate, like, I don't know what sort of weird creature you would have to hire as a consultant. Like, I don't know, some, like, worm with, like, 9 eyes. Anyway, no matter how they look, no matter how scary they look, right, you treat them well and, you know, use the consultancy fee that we have provided. All right, you'll just have to check the, you'll just have to check the special storage item that we gave you, okay? And I trust you'll remember where that is, okay? All right, so, yep, just prioritize relics if you get stuck, okay? That's the main thing. All right, see you guys.
God, you're so awkward.
Okay, roll the. What? You want to say something?
No, it's fine. Are you done?
No, you want to... No, okay. No,
I'm turning the video off.
Wait, no, wait. He wants to say something. No, you're just going to... No. You're not in view.
Seriously?
You're not... No.
Come on, you're wasting my battery. I'm just kidding. This doesn't have battery.
You have to... It's like an eyeball.
Just come stand over here.
It's like an eyeball.
Stand in front of this.
It's like an eyeball. No.
Yeah. Come stand in front of this.
Okay. Yeah. So when you don't start talking until you're
hello, everyone.
Can you back away from the camera, please?
Hello. Just look. It's me, Gunther Gundar.
Just stare straight at the camera. Okay.
Greetings. As Quartermaster said. We need to prioritize the obtaining the obtaintenance the
what?
Obtaintination of the relics. So we have enclosed our we have enclosed the storage mechanism in your other storage mechanism.
Yes.
Just use a passcode to unlock the things that you need. We're placing them in there to protect it from various fluctuations that may interfere with our functions.
Sure.
So if your devices are not functioning normally, you'd be best to place them in the storage container.
Good idea.
Another thing!
Could you not breathe in the camera or the microphone here?
What's a microphone?
Never mind.
Okay, I think I've said everything. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're touching the camera.
It's amazing how only half Irma, the
see you.
Shows. Nope.
Hope you're having fun.
I didn't hear anything. Is that the end of the video?
Yep.
Oh. Yes.
So DT, there's a beep.
Beep. Hello. I got something else.
Permission to use video in calculations.
Yes.
Always.
Advice from Quartermaster is in congruence with mission of with search and rescue mission.
Makes sense.
Prioritizing location of items.
The more relics
and exploring new locations.
Yeah, the more relics that we have, the more allies we can have together, and the more. Yeah, I'm gonna give her the bronze medallion.
Okay, I wanna see if I can, like. Feel any sort of power coming from it, and if I recognize it for any reason, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm not sure what.
If it helps,
does it have to be handed off, or does it have to be placed on the ground to pick it up? I don't think that's clear. That's been clear. I think it's been that.
It's been you have to place it on.
Oh, the ground. Okay. Yeah. So I put it on the ground.
And do you then throw it on the ground?
No, I'm not Andy S. I place it on the ground, and I say, okay, you can pick it up now. Just be careful. Okay. If it helps, this is from Thetner Proudfury. It once belonged to Thetner Proudfury.
Just to sort of evaluate it and see if it's familiar to me in any way.
Add your wisdom.
Okay. So, that's...
It'll be a wisdom check. It's under 24. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 24.
Oh, okay. So we can both chime in what the observations are.
Yeah.
The bronze medallion is a medallion. It's made of bronze, and it's been has an embossed shape of a calf, but it's obviously a yak calf. The metal working seems, well, it doesn't seem local to Charity, but otherwise, does ever touch the medallion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ever should feel a little, Ever should feel a little hazy about, a little less perceptive and kind of, you know, more disconnected from the world, but he also feels, like, really, confident, yeah. And convincing. Like, you could give a speech. Wow. Maybe you could be the Duke. And give a speech. If only this were a little bit more powerful. But you don't like the feeling of it diminishing your natural, senses. The sense that Ever uses. That he uses to deal with the environment.
Anything?
Is this sort of magic familiar to me at all?
Maybe only in congruence with really weird stuff that people have picked up and consumed. Or feasibly cursed items. Uh-huh. That you may have come across through people, you know, that you've met.
Like, the item itself looks ordinary, but that effect of picking it up looks feels very different. Yeah. And so they just can seem completely separate.
And there's no magical aura or anything that I can feel coming from it.
It doesn't exude...
Before I, like,
yeah,
touch it.
It requires... Yeah.
Okay.
You have it. Yeah. You're touching it.
I'll try to hand it back.
You can't do that.
Why?
You have to put it on the ground first.
Right.
So, did you feel...
Does Q feel charismatic?
No, I'm going to put it back.
Okay.
Back in the bag. So, did you feel like the area around you felt a little bit dark? I felt that before in the past. I wore it once, and it was not too good of a feeling. But it was like... I felt like I had... You know, I feel like I can even convince Eros here.
Cows are so powerful.
That's correct. Cow. That's right.
Yes, cows are the most.
So powerful. talking in terms of mechanics, whenever picked up the medallion, he took a minus two to wisdom and a plus two to charisma.
Okay.
The actual attributes, and that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That's really scary. That can
minus two to what?
To wisdom.
So, for example, I would go down, I would have no modifier on my, you know. Nothing? Maybe not right now, right?
Well.
You probably need some time to think about this.
It is a beautiful cow that holds deadly power.
Why do you say
it's a
cow?
It is not a cow.
No.
Moo.
No.
No.
Ever, what is this if it's not a cow? Says Quirrell.
It's a yak.
A yak?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a cow.
Yeah.
No.
They're the same.
Moo.
No.
No.
Yak.
Points to the yak.
It's gigantic and furry.
That looks like a cow to me.
I guess that's the yak dance. We need to get that map. Do you think I should trust Gortog with his map, or do you think I should just go find another map?
Yeah, why not? It's probably cheap anyway.
Koro thinks that they should acquire as many maps as possible.
I guess you're right, Koro. We could cross-reference and we can see. Mm-hmm. Because this map could be, like, really old or really new, and then the cartographer's map could be, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
they could have different things.
Gortog.
Yep.
I'm going to buy your
map. Gortog's been sitting there this entire time.
Oh, my God.
Well, we've been in the huddle. Oh, he's been in the huddle.
He's been in the huddle. No one kicked him out.
I just asked why.
He's just, like, sitting at the bottom of the huddle?
No, he was in, like, this with a stranger. And he's like, why are you here? And he says, hi. And then you guys proceeded to watch the video.
So I'm going to buy that map from you.
Ah, all right. Yeah. Dude. And he goes over and gets the box. Oh, it's dirty.
I'm just going to turn away.
Puts the box down. All right. You're buying the big one?
No.
Okay.
It's like printing the map.
Yeah, it prints out the map. It says on the back, happy mappy.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Do you hold on to that for me ever?
Well, that sounds very reputable.
Well, if we have no... If you guys can excuse me, I'm going to work on our new weapons. I'm going to sit on the disc and start rituals. Eros, you can't sit here. Okay. I need space to do the ritual.
I'll just chill out here, right next to you.
No, just don't move.
All right, back to back.
Leave.
Butt to butt.
Okay, don't bother me. Don't bother me.
All right, sit up straight. My back hurts.
All right, fine.
It feels good.
What?
I can't do the ritual like this, Eros. Eros, I cannot do the ritual like this.
Why not, man?
Because I need to concentrate. Could you get off the desk, please?
Fine. Well, that's...
Is that the map ever?
Mm.
I can't even read it very properly.
It's just happy. Happy map, happy map, happy map.
We're here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dwarven town? No?
Gosh. Yes.
We must go to the dwarven town.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Why?
Because...
What is the true name of the dwarven town?
Dwarven town?
No, the name in Dwarvish.
I don't speak Dwarvish.
Dwarven town?
How curious.
Anyway, I need to work on the stuff.
Yep.
So... Ciao. I'm going to start doing the rituals.
Okay. Shall we take a break here?
Yeah. We should take a break here for a lunch break. Uh-huh. And I think we have a lot of new and fun information. For example...